In the beginning, there was nothing. Then there were comic books. Once you enter our world, there is no escape. Comic exposure begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Comic Exposure Podcast. My name is Josh, and with me is my cold piece of pizza in the back of the fridge. That you're like, ooh, I do like cold pizza, but if I warmed it up, it might revive, reheat, rekindle this pizza. The one, the only.
Josh, wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza. Travis Ratz here.
Travis, I think you did that same exact quote. Intro. I think you gave us the same exact intro when we did a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle book.
Because that is from the Mutant Ninja Turtles and my senior yearbook quote.
I love that.
Dang it. I did not realize I used it, but you know what? I'm sure I did. But
we're talking about reheating it, baby.
Yeah, we're going to reheat it. And as I found going through what we're going to talk about here, going through all the episodes, I have probably reused a lot of those.
Probably. I probably used similar names for you on several occasions during the episodes. Travis Ratz, you and I are doing this podcast here called Comic Exposure. We will dive into graphic novels or trades. Sometimes we talk about what's going on in the world of nerddom. You folks are on a behind-the-scenes episode as Travis and I are prepping our summer reheat special. Every summer, Travis and I, not every summer, but most summers of the podcast, is when we kind of take a break. We don't read as much, or we try to read, but we try to do it in a way that, like, let's do something interesting. Let's do something we haven't done. Let's pick a theme.
Superman summer. Was it Marvel Classics?
Marvel summer. We did fill in our Marvel summer.
Yeah. All the old classic Marvel stuff. Was that it?
We've done a couple of them over the years as some summer stuff. So what we're doing this summer, and what Travis and I kicked around, is we've been doing this podcast for a long time. And over that course of time, we have read a dumb amount of volume ones, because we don't read like whole series normally. We have a couple times. We don't normally read multiple books in the same series, save for Reckless. We don't. And talk about them, right? Normally what we do is you're like, hey, let's check this thing out. Let's read it. And then we often talk about, I think I'm going to read the next one.
And sometimes
we don't talk about it on the air, though. We don't talk about it on the show. So what Travis and I talked about was, like, this summer, why don't we do that thing? And either make someone read something we've already read, because we've continued to read that volume, or go, hey, we should do volume 2. We never did it. We never talked about it. I didn't read it. Maybe you didn't read it. Let's read it. Let's do it. So that's what we're doing today, is we're diving into 10 years of this podcast of what did we miss volume 2 of, and what do we want to read together this summer?
Yeah. And before we do that, Joshua, I was going through it. So what I did is I just pulled up the old website and just started clicking through the old things with a little.
I like that you went to the website. I was going to do that, but I didn't want to keep clicking the over
My
arrow.
My iTunes wasn't pulling it up.
Oh, see, I went to Spotify, and I looked at Spotify and swiped through them all on Spotify. So, Travis Ratz.
In doing that, one of the things that struck me was, when we came into this podcast, it was like we were kind of rediscovering comics again in our 20s at this point, probably early 20s, early 30s. Late 20s for me, for sure. And
early 30s
so
for me,
our first year or two, like when we would reference something, we were making references to the comics and the comic creators that we knew growing up. At this point, we have I can personally say I have well exceeded my comic book reading in my teenage years, which was a lot.
Yeah.
Now as an adult with this podcast.
Yeah.
And so when I reference comics, I am referencing the stuff now that we read for this show. But the first 3 or 4 years, it was like, it's like, there was probably a lot of talk of, like, you know, like in Spawn.
Remember, remember the Wolverine with the slashes across the cover? Remember that one?
We still bring up Death of Superman a lot, but I'm sure it was a lot more early on when it was like one of our like tentpole comic references.
So, Travis, I want to ask you, as you're going through this and you're trying to decide what we're going to do, what are the things in your brain as you're looking at all these episodes and these books we've read? How are you picking that thing? What's the criteria that you set for yourself?
And I think we had different ones based on your intro. So I was going through it, and one of the things I was really surprised about is how many of them I've actually went and read the series, continued reading the series, at least the next volume, and oftentimes at least that writer's run on that title.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, read that on there. So I personally... I don't think there's any on my list that I have personally gone on and read. I wasn't like, ooh, I've read the second volume of this, but Josh hasn't, so I'm putting it on my list.
Yeah.
Right. So I everything on my list, I have not read the second volume too, which might not be the same for you. That's fine.
It's a little bit of both for me.
And so that was one of the things on there because I was like, oh, I have a heart. My memory's just not getting good. So I know I've read this again. I'm like, but was it good? Was it good enough to make Josh read? Because if I'm going to say, Josh, you need to read the second volume of this and I will reread it, and I'm rereading it and it's not good, I would feel horrible with myself. I'm like, wait, why did I have Josh read this? I don't think it's as good as I remember it. On there.
Yeah, no, I can see.
And the other one was basically, I was trying to remember if we read it, and I was trying to remember the book. Some of them were harder than others, but I picked books that I think by the end of the episode, one or two of us have probably uttered the phrase, oh, I'm curious to see what happens next, or I'm looking forward to the next volume when it comes out. Some of these things we read when the first volume came out. And if the second volume was out when we had finished reading it, I think we would have read it. But time passes, it's like another year before the second volume, and you're like, wait, I forgot this. Did this come out even? So some of it isn't like, hey, we neglected to read it. Some of it was just like, oh, we can't wait for the second one. It's just going to be another year.
Right. And I think you and I have done this thing, and we've talked about it before, and there was one book I almost picked because I wanted to show.
Okay. Is it God Hates Astronauts?
I almost said God. I almost wanted to pick God Hates Astronauts Volume 2.
I was thinking about that too, but I was like, we have to go back and listen to these old podcasts. And if it's like really contentious podcasts, we don't need that.
No. But I think you and I, over the time, as this podcast has gone on, we've said, one of us will say, let me check it out. Before we say, yes, we're going to read this one. And oftentimes we'll go like, you know what? I don't think it's going to be good for the show. I don't want to read it if we're not going to have a good conversation about it. Early on, we were like, let's just read it.
Yeah.
We heard it's good. Let's just read it and talk about it. We've got better about that. So most of the stuff we read is things where I would read the next volume, right? So I want to get into this. So my headspace when I was doing it was some of these books I've read the second volume of, and I know you haven't. And I'm like, oh, it would be fun because I haven't read it in a long time because some of these books we did a long time ago and I probably wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
I probably don't remember exactly what happens in the second volume. Or it's things I go, oh man, I really did want to read the second part of that and I didn't. And I don't know if Travis did or not because we don't always talk about, did you read more of it?
I can't remember some of these you have. Yeah. And there's two that I think you're going to pick. And I'm terrified that you are because they are they're complex plots. And I'm like, shit, am I going to remember it? Like, I know I want to read them, but the reason I personally haven't is because I'm like, oh, I got to go back and read the first one.
So something that we talked about was we're not going to read the first one. We're going to listen to the episode. Mm-hmm. You got to listen. We can't. And so a rule we set for ourselves is you can't go back and read volume one. You have to jump right in with volume two. You can, if you want, you can listen to the episode where we talk about it, but you can't go back and reread
it.
I think that'll be fun. So
you can reheat it. You can't reread it.
So what I want to do, Travis, is I want to just get into. So I literally scrolled through 10 years of podcasts. Maybe not exactly. There's some, we took a little breaks here and there.
And I clicked through 28 pages of website.
Yeah. So I'm scrolling through and I go, there's a lot of stuff we've read that there isn't a volume two. So I'm like, okay, all right. I feel good that we're not always doing volume ones of what this
looks surprising
like.
I thought there would be more volume ones just loose and about in there.
Are your issues, the way that you did them, are they in an order newest first or oldest first?
Well.
Or are they smattered?
They're smattered.
Okay. Mine follow a chronological order as I scrolled through. I'm like, I'm going to add that to list.
Not publication date release, though.
No. Oh, just okay. Order of podcast. Mine are in order of podcast.
Oh, I bet I could. So, I bet I could.
Some from the oldest.
I bet I could. I could get off the top of my head. I could probably put it in that order if that's the way you're thinking about going.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying when you think when we talk about them, I want that to be in mind as I do this because
okay. Oh, I
could
see.
Mix them up. But so I want to know, Travis. Okay, give me if I have 8 on my list, you have 7 on your list. I think it's prime just to go through them and then talk about them.
Okay.
Right? Not in depth, but yeah, I think let's just share our list first without going into them, and then let's talk about some that we want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, okay. Sounds good.
So let's just go back and forth. Okay. Let's go back and forth.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm gonna go the most recent ones we've done. Local Man, Volume 2. That's on my list.
Okay.
What's one of yours, Travis?
I'm gonna start my first one. Is it's they're two that go together. So I'm gonna put them out here.
Okay.
Stray Dogs or Animosity.
Okay. Stray Dogs Volume 2. And I'm writing them down as well, so I know Animosity 2. Okay. Those are good. For me, Clementine, Book 2. Clementine. That was a spinoff.
Yeah, last year, I think. I want to say last year. Yeah.
It was a year. Spinoff of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Spinoff of The Walking Dead. What do you got?
And the ice. Okay. We'll get details in a second. I've got Astro City.
Oh, okay. I almost put that one. I think we're going to have a list that is not similar, dude.
Okay.
All right. Let's go Snow Angel Season 2. That was the Snow Angels.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jock book. It's weird. I can remember what part of the world I was living in. That was when I was in Guam. Because I remember doing like a snowy book when it was like 100 degrees out in the middle of winter. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the Department of Truth.
Oh, okay. We are not picking the same thing.
good.
All right. Department of Truth. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you haven't picked any that I picked.
This is a book that I love, that I've read, and I don't want to get into it much. We did Longbow Hunters. Mm-hmm. I want to do Green Arrow Volume 1, Grell's first volume.
Okay. I have Unfollow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was a social media one.
Yeah. Okay. Saga of the Swamp Thing, Volume 2.
Almost put that. And that is the one I have read, Volume 2. Okay. I love this, too, by the way, that we have different ones. It makes it more fun. Good. I actually love it.
Yeah.
Reheat Ear. It's a whole Reheat Ear.
Yeah.
Okay. Prez.
Oh, the second volume of Prez. I think I read that, but I don't remember.
I think that might have been the one that I think you might have read.
Yeah. Okay. Any of the Batman White Knight spinoffs? Not necessarily Volume 2, but he's done a bunch of them in that one. He did one with Azrael, so I'm very that's one and a Batman Beyond, so any of them. I don't even care which one.
Okay. My last one, I think it's the last one. Yep, last one is Conan Life and Death Volume 2.
We have none of the same books listed. I'm going to put my last two together.
Okay.
And these are probably two that you're like, Josh is going to pick these two.
These are two. I'm going to write down my guess right here.
Yeah. Write down your guess right here. He's going to write it down. See if he's correct.
You want to put two different books down?
These are two books. My last two books. I am pretty sure you know exactly what two books
I don't know. Pick,
and I want to see if you've got them. I can't see that.
I'll say.
Back it up.
It says Black Science and Paper Girls.
One of them is correct. Black Science Volume 2, Prophet.
Our very
first episode of the book. And I'm surprised, Travis, you're not making me read Preacher Volume 2.
No, because I mean,
surprised you're not making me read.
I don't want you to read anything that I know you were only kind of like lukewarm on. Right? Like,
but I think I wonder now that was the second book we ever did on the show. I wonder now if I could appreciate it.
Add it to the list.
Preacher Volume 2.
And I will subtract my Conan.
Okay. All right. Travis, here's what I want to know. What made you pick the books on your list? What made you pick these books? Why? So let's just go Stray Dogs and Animosity. Dog animal books.
Liked them both. Stray Dogs is more recent. On there, I know they've come some other stuff with like cats or things like that. I might have Stray Dogs Volume 2. I like what they're doing. They're in the zeitgeist. They're good creators. I sat down with an interview with him on a different podcast, and he's really fun. I like what they're doing. And I thought that was fun, quick read. And Animosity, I remember liking when it came out, but I remember none of it.
Nothing. Just that like the animals can talk and they take over or something like that.
I was going to throw that Animal Farm in there too, the animal one in there as well. But I was like, okay, between those two there. So let's just kind of do this one for one, and we can kind of take things off on there. I think I think an animal book would work on there. Of those two, which would you be more excited? Then I'll remove the other one.
I am curious because I think jumping into Animosity Volume 2 would be interesting, but I don't know if anybody cares that we're reading Animosity Volume 2, but I also don't care that anybody cares that we're reading Animosity Volume 2.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I have an opinion on it. What's the one, if you were like, I want to do one of these, which one's your choice?
I am so curious about what Animosity is. Because
I'm
just like, I'm curious. I want to listen to the podcast because I'm not even sure. Like, I'm like, would I like that or would I not like it? But it just seems a little bit more batshit than Stray Dogs.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross off Stray Dogs. Doesn't mean we're going to do Animosity. And then I want you to tell me about Local Man. This is an interesting pick because I remember you said you liked it and we podcast about it. I think we both agreed that we liked it. But I don't remember it getting like rave reviews from you.
Well, I think for me, it was one that was new that when it ended, Volume 2 wasn't finished. And so I didn't have the option to just read it right away. And I think had it been done right away, it was a quick read and I enjoyed it. And I'm like, I kind of like that. I like this idea that we're in this 90s like renaissance, this sort of like nostalgia for 90s comics, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm like, that would be an interesting one to do because one, it is pretty recent, right? And then two, I'm curious, it left on kind of a cliffhanger and something that I was like, oh, I would want to read that. I would go check that out. I just couldn't when we finished it because we literally read it. I don't even think Volume 1 was out. I think we read it in single issues.
Yeah, because, I was looking at that. It's in singles on my...
Because Volume 1 wasn't even finished yet.
Was one of the rare ones where they were about to put out the trade, but we read it before it came out. Very topical of us.
Yeah. Yeah, very good jump.
I liked Local Man, and it is one of those that's still a little more fresh in my mind, so I think we could pick up on it. And the benefit of doing that is it is like kind of keeping up with a current book. So I'm going to give that
Give it a little possible. Star next to it.
I'm going to go to Astro City next. This almost didn't make my list. Here's my thing. I was like, oh, I remember liking it. I don't remember what happened in it. I remember the art was really great. Here was my hesitation. I feel like it was a really long book. I felt like it was like really like wordy and there was some stuff into it. And I was like, I can't remember if... Even if we were both like really raving about it, I think we kind of looked at it maybe more of like, oh... that's what everyone was talking about in Wizard Magazine in the mid-90s, you know?
But I think you're right. I think it's one of those things where, like, it is a very praised story because it is that next wave of let's treat superheroes real.
Yes.
Right? What's going on around them? What are their lives like? I'd be interested in it.
I'm crossing it off.
Okay.
Me vocalizing it, I was like, yeah, that's what it was. I think our consensus was like, oh, this is where that kind of stuff started to begin, but we've seen it so much now that it didn't feel new and exciting. Off the list.
On my list, one that I could get rid of, one that I'm like, you know, I don't think we need to do that, is probably Saga of Swamp Thing Volume 2. It's going to be sloggy because it's just of the era it's written in. I don't think you need to read the first volume, so I don't think the game of, like, what the hell happened in Volume 1 will matter.
Yeah.
I almost picked Frank Miller's Daredevil.
Yeah.
And Volume 2.
I have read Swamp Thing Volume 2.
Okay. And so then that I don't want to do.
And it is good, but good in the same way that number one was good.
Right. I get you. Okay. So we can definitely take that off the old list, I think. Okay.
Let me go to another one that I was kind of unsure on. Prez.
Okay.
Prez.
I'm trying to remember. It was either
Prez or Flintstones, the Mark Russell stuff.
And I read Volume 2 of the Flintstones.
Okay.
I know I read Volume 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prez, I was like, oh, I remember liking that and like, oh, telling myself I was going to read Volume 2 but didn't do it. I don't remember what happened in Volume 1, but I was like, oh, it's an election year coming up, so would that be fun to read and look at how it is with modern politics, or would that make it more depressing?
Yeah, I can see that. Is the satire cut too close?
Yeah, is it because that book was now like maybe like 14, like at least 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago, probably. Maybe like 8 years ago it came out.
Yeah, probably 8 would be my guess.
So I'm just like, can we talk about the book without just comparing it to modern day politics? And is that going to be a bummer?
Yeah.
And so
I think you're right. I think that's a rough one.
Let's take it off.
Okay. All right. So one that I'm kind of like, for me, it ended up being, I think it would be fun, and I want to kind of hear your thoughts on this. We both really enjoyed Batman White Knight. It was interesting. We liked the art. We liked the, you know, like Sean Murphy is a great artist. But it was one of those things where, like, do I need, like, we read it right when it came out, and so Volume 2 wasn't out right away. And he's done so much since then that I'm like, I don't want to go back and have to read a whole run of it. But to me, I think it would be fun just to pick up any of the side, whether it was Batman Beyond or the one he did with Azrael. I think, not saying we have to read Volume 2, but just saying, like, let's just dip a toe in that weird world he's got going on.
Yeah, and I think it'd be a good excuse to get Dr. Dan the Batman fan on.
Oh, that's not a bad one. That's a good one. I like that. That's
yeah.
a good idea.
I think we should keep that as a possibility. I like that.
Okay,
I think
put a P next to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so... okay, let's go. Should we go to each other's list now and be like, hey, you got to make an argument for this one because I don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Okay.
For me, on there, I see the benefit of reading Prophet because it's the first one. I think just for like reheating the first thing is good, even though I'm not like dying to read the second volume, and I am not going to know what I'm hoping.
I'm hoping
that like our first podcast is like an hour and a half and we go into detail because we didn't know what we were doing back then. I'm hoping it was one of those first time podcasters. We just summarize everything on there.
Yeah.
So
but then I'm also like, who wants to listen to us talk about volume two of a book that is not very popular? I think my putting it on the list is because I'm like, well, it's the first podcast. It'd be fun to do.
This might be okay. So maybe we keep if we're reading this and we always take the summer break, this might be a you and I reread it for us and just talk about it. and not podcast about it, right? You know, so it's like, hey, maybe we can read it when we meet up this summer over a beer, or we can shoot about it or something like that. Or I don't know. Or I don't know. I mean, because I could do it for on there as well. I mean, there's a nostalgia aspect of it. I mean, let's table that one for right now.
Okay.
On your list, the two that I was like, give me the pitch are Snow Angels and Clementine.
So Clementine was because I think it was a quick read, and I'm curious to where it went. Do I think it's going to be good? Do I think I'm going to love it? No. Did I love the first one? I mean, it's a YA take on Walking Dead. I just was trying to, I was looking through stuff. I'm like, which one do I think would be a quick read for us to discuss? So I'm not sold on that. That could easily come off my list. So I'm not.
Of those two, I would rather read Snow Angel than Clementine.
I can totally buy that.
Okay. I'm going to cross off Clementine. Go ahead. Give me one of yours. I've got Department of Truth on there. I've got Preacher 2 on there and Unfollow on there.
I think Unfollow is one where I think it's a battle in my mind between Department of Truth and Unfollow. One, because Department of Truth was so batshit crazy. Yeah. I don't know that I could, jumping into volume two would be funny.
Yeah, that's what I was,
I have no idea. Like, the art was so weird. Everything about it was so weird. But I do very much remember going like, shit, I want to read the next part of this.
Right, right. Yeah, me too. I remember us being like, this... We might have even had a guest or something on that one, but I remember like, this is good. I don't remember why. The art was weird. Yeah. It was kind of, I remember we really liked the art.
Sienkiewicz.
Like, yeah,
Sienkiewicz. It's very Sienkiewicz-y.
Yeah.
It's very weird. I think if I had to unfollow, I have no...
Yeah, it feels like House on the Lake too. It feels kind of like a less good version of House on the Lake.
Like, yeah, I'd read the second volume, but... I think I would have needed to read it then. I have no desire to go back and read it now. I keep seeing Department of Truth is still going on. There's part of me that goes like, what is going on in this damn book that it's
still
semi-recent, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So I would choose Department of Truth over Unfollow.
Okay. And then we have...
And I'm going to tell you, I would read... Part of me wants to read Preacher Volume 2.
I think this is the exchange. If I'm going to read Green Arrow Volume 2, you're reading Preacher Volume 2.
Yeah. And it's Green Arrow. It's volume, I think it's really going to be Volume 1 because Longbow Hunters is its own thing.
Okay, you got to send me
I'll send you the link.
Then for Preacher, I'm going to have to, because there's so many different things on there, I'm going to have to look at the... Because they collect them differently now, so Preacher Volume 2.
Okay. So what we're left with right now that we've kind of the one that we didn't talk about was
Black Science.
And we can get rid of Snow Black Science.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I read Volume 2. I have wanted to finish the Black Science series, and I'm using this as an excuse to finish the Black Science series.
On there. I said we put it on there.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. I think I might have Volume 2. I just don't think I ever read it.
Two. In fact, am I looking at it?
Wait, did we do Volumes 1 and 2 for the show?
Did we? I don't know, Travis. That's a good question.
Let me...
I have Volume 2 right here, which makes me think I either bought it after we did it, or we did Volumes 1 and 2. That's a good question.
Let me see. Let me see if it's in the show notes. So go to a different.
Yeah.
Well, how many books do we want?
So
I guess we gotta figure this out.
Usually, I think right now,
if we put like we, what do you? How many months do you consider summer? Like, is it 3 months? Is it May, June, July?
To me, it's six. To me, it's five or six books.
Okay.
Because we don't do. I think it's five or six books because it ends up being like. Two and a half, like it would be five shows. So, which is five, you know, if we did every other week an episode, that ends up being, but I think last summer all we did was talk about books. And so,
we brought in like movies in the animated series and things like that. Yeah, we didn't do variants. It'll probably do it the same with this as well. It'll probably just be load these up. So Green Arrow and Preacher for sure. So that's two.
Yeah.
So we need at least three, possibly four more. Of those, of those, I'm going to use one of. Let's do six.
Okay.
All right. So I want to do Animosity. So I'm going to put that on there. Go ahead and give me one of the ones that from your list that you want.
Man, that's tough.
I know.
I think I want to do something from White Knight. I think I want to do something from White Knight because I wanted to dip a toe back in because I keep seeing him pump out those books, but I haven't ever jumped back in.
Okay.
And I really think I want it to be the Batman Beyond one. Okay. What are your feelings on that?
That's good. Yeah. Okay. It's my boy Murphy, right?
It's Sean Murphy. Yeah.
All right. So that for me, it's easy. The only one that I have left that we haven't cut off is Department of Truth.
You want to do that one? I like that one. That's a good one.
But I am going to put that last in the order just in case our summer gets away from us. That's when we'll X.
Okay. So that gives us right now.
We have one, two, three, books, four, right? Five. So yeah. So we each get three books. So go ahead and give me your third pick.
All right.
And also, guys, for these summer as Josh is thinking, for these summer reheat episodes, they're not going to be 45-minute episodes, probably, because we have talked about the premise of the book already.
You know, so. Let's do. I read Snow Angel season 2. I don't remember loving it, so I don't know that we need to do that one.
Okay,
I like it because it's free if you have Amazon Prime and anybody or Kindle, anybody could read it, but. I think if
we're not sure about Black Science Volume 2 yet, let me check that out.
Okay. Then it really kind of leaves me Local Man, I think, would be a good one. I mean, I want to do Black Science, but I think I put it on the list because I'm like, man, I want a reason to go back and read it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So let's do Local Man. That's more. Okay. I think the audience is probably reading it in real time.
I don't know, audience. What do you think? Let us know. All right. So here's what we've got. Animosity Volume 2. Preacher Volume 2. Local Man Volume 2. Green Arrow Volume 1. Batman White Knight. I'm gonna look and see if I want to do the Batman Beyond 1. And then Department of Truth Volume 2. Because those are our picks. Travis, this is the weirdest list I think that I thought we would come up
with. Yeah.
This is such a bizarre list.
Weird. It's not anything.
I
thought it was going to be like Black Science, Paper Girls, like I Hate Fairyland, you know, like that kind of stuff.
I almost picked Paper Girls, but then I was like, I don't know, right? I'm just like batting around stuff in my head. But we could do like Saga Volume 8 or whatever.
I feel like Saga Summer is going to be its own thing at some point.
We just catch up and just do all the Saga books. All right. Okay, I think I like where we're at. These are going to be some weird reads for folks this summer. So reheat summer is strange, folks. Like, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to have to sprinkle in like this one is normal, this one is weird as we go through.
Yeah, well, here's what out like a piece.
I think
like parts of the episode.
Cuz here's what I know. Preacher Volume 2, I think that's a normal. I don't think that's that weird. It's weird that it's Volume 2, but it's not weird to talk about Preacher. The Green Arrow is Green Arrow, kind of a Volume 1. It's not that weird. But to just jump in and do Local Man Volume 2, Animosity, Department of Truth, those are going to be some weird ones.
Yeah.
We might even just combine a couple of them.
Yeah.
We might just go, you know what? We read a couple of these. Let's combine a couple of these together. Part of me wants to go like,
and if we do that, we could add some more to the list.
Do we do Prophet Volume 2 and Preacher Volume 2 together?
Because episodes one and two. I think.
What do you think?
Preacher Volume 2. It's you know those like Preacher and like a Green Arrow. Those can get a little longer. You know.
Yeah. Well, I think this Green Arrow one is only like it's probably 5 or 6 issues. But I think if we do a true the original way that Preacher was released instead of the book Because
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we got. Folks, this was probably an incredibly not interesting episode, but it had to happen as we're preempting what we're going to do for the summer.
So we're just going to sneak it onto the podcast stream. We're not promoting this episode. It's just going to fall on there and it's going to get you like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah. This will just be, it'll probably drop the same day that we drop the first episode of this summer.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
I think that's a good idea. A companion piece. All right, Travis.
We got to start reading these things now, but Josh.
I know. Well, we got to figure out which.
Oh,
which
you know what we should have done, and this might change our minds. Yeah. Which one of these are free on Kindle?
That is probably true. I know I have the Green Arrow, Preacher. I'm not worried about.
Oh, that's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, dude. Are you anything else you want to share?
No, man. It's a little chilly here. I'm looking forward to just heating things up this summer.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in. You can find the show at comicexposure.com, where you can find all the episodes. If you want to go back and go like, oh my god, they're doing volume 2 of Department of Truth, what the hell is volume 1 about? You can go back and you can look at it.
I will be doing that.
I don't think I have to go back and listen to Preacher. I probably have to go back and listen to Animosity. All right, my dude, that's it, folks. Thanks for listening. Share with your friends. We're kicking this bad boy off. We should have done like a snake draft.
This is the best idea or the worst idea we've ever had.
Yes. All right, folks. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next trade.